So, shift gears here a little bit. I talked to former CIA chief John Brennan. He wasn't able to be here, but he asked me to send his greetings.
Give him my regards.
So, yeah, so that, you know, it wasn't exactly that, but Brennan is thinking of you. So, you know, Brennan went on TV back in January and said federal intelligence agencies are moving in laser-like fashion to go after various suspect groups, and Brennan mentioned libertarians. I assume y'all have all heard that, but... Well, there you go. So, you know, it's interesting. You flash back 6 or 7 years, and all the talk in D.C. was, this is the libertarian moment has arrived. And I always thought it was, you know, a bunch of horse crap. I've been around D.C. long enough. I see changes in fashion, and I think, well, Obama's still president, and, you know, Joe Biden's vice president, and, you know, we got Eric Holder at the Justice Department. Like, this is a really lame libertarian moment, folks. But, you know, the last 5 years, obviously that wasn't the case. But, you know, the Biden is, there's been a huge increase in hostility towards libertarians in the last 4 to 5 years in Washington and elsewhere. And this is something y'all have got to keep in mind because, you know, libertarians are in the crosshair. There probably going to be more in the crosshair as time goes on. Biden's pushing to get a new terrorism law that will allow it to launch a lot more surveillance against targets, including libertarians. I mean, you know, the rhetoric is so extreme now. The Capitol Police Chief said that all the 10,000 people who walked down the mall after hearing Trump on January 6th walk to the Capitol, all of them were terrorists. I mean, shit, most of them just walked down the mall after hearing a bad speech. I mean, that doesn't make somebody a terrorist. There were, you know, there was a very small number who did violence, forcing their way in or attacking the police. That's in a totally different category. But, you know, the other term that's a code word is extremist. Well, people are extremists. You know, I've been an extremist for a long time. I'm still here. But folks don't realize, you know, people sometimes ask me for advice on how they should deal with challenges from government officials. So I tell them, the first rule is to never take legal advice from a college dropout. You know, always a bad idea. But I'll make an exception here. So, you know, few Americans realize how badly the legal playing field is tilted against them. FBI agents knock on the door. Many Americans don't hesitate to let them in and talk because those who have nothing to hide have nothing to fear. I mean, that's you know, put that on some cemetery tombstones. But the FBI has a law that they can criminalize even casual comments. Federal agents have the right to lie to you and to send you to prison if you lie to them. Under the Federal False Statements Act, any citizen who makes a single word false statement, yes or no, to a federal agent, can get 5 years in prison.
Martha Stewart,
$250,000 fine. It gets worse. You don't have to actually lie because of how the FBI does it. What happens, FBI sends out two agents, and the agents interrogate you, and one guy sits there and takes notes. Most law enforcement agencies at this point do audio or tape recordings of interrogations, interviews, stuff like that. FBI refuses to do that. They're still in the 1930s. So what they do is sit down a day or two afterwards and write up a memo. This is what he said. And Bob Jones said this and Fred said this. You know, based on their memory, based on their convenient memory, based on them getting promotion for getting you indicted. So it's an incredibly targeted bias thing. So, and you have to realize that if an FBI agent shows up at your doorstep, that agent may have already accessed every email and text message that you sent in recent years. A person might have backed up all your social media activity, including those private Facebook messages you sent. Ha! So the FBI may have also grabbed up all your credit card data and other financial data. And then they sit down, they start asking you 20 questions. And if you get any of the questions wrong, boom, you could be facing an indictment. Or maybe what they'll do instead of getting an indictment is try to turn you into an informant, like they did, you know, going after Duncan Lim. That wasn't federal as far as I know, but, you know, folks forget how the FBI became America's thought police. And that ended only less than 50 years ago. Well, okay, I was trying to put a positive spin. Hard audience for a positive spin. You know, back in Hoover's final 15 years, the FBI ran the COINTEL program. COINTEL had ran thousands of covert operations, and what the FBI did, they would incite street warfare between violent groups. They got people killed. They would get people fired. They would target people as informants. They would destroy marriages with these poison pen letters. And they went after leftist groups, black groups, white supremacist groups, and anti-war groups. A Senate report, 1976, says American people must be assured that never again will a federal agency be permitted to create, to conduct a secret war against those citizens it considers threats to the established order. But the legal restrictions on the FBI have evaporated. They can do what they want. And Congress is happy to see them doing it. At the same time, entrapment has been defined out of existence by the Supreme Court. Informants, undercover agents, can do almost anything to entice you to break the law, and then they can try and destroy you. A lot of the terrorist cases have involved, you know, informants who planted the idea of bombing government buildings, who gave them the bomb, who drove them to the bomb site, and then, boom, the person gets busted. So, yeah, I mean, people shouldn't do that stuff, but, you know. So, anyhow, to circle back to the legal advice. Here's where I turn to the wisdom of some of my favorite characters on YouTube, and these are the Pot Brothers at Law. These guys are who? That's a couple of middle-aged guys. I think they're based out in California.
Shut the fuck up Friday.
That's it. All right, we got Pot Brother fans here, but you know, there's two guys. There's one. Both of them are often wearing sunglasses. There's one guy standing up front, the other guy standing back, and they're always puffing on cigars. All right. No more jokes. They're always, you know, smoking a joint or a cigar or whatever. And so it's real simple legal advice. And you know, there was an episode where they were saying, okay, you're at a cannabis dispensary. The cops come in, and so the lead guy says, "Bobby, what do you do in those cases? You shut the fuck up." And then another case, he says, "Okay, you're driving down. The cop stops you. The cop starts asking, 'How was your day? How are you doing? What are you up to? What do you do, Bobby?' You shut the fuck up." And so my question to you is, what do you do when the FBI agents come to your doorstep?
Shut up.
Yes.